Amen. If we are not a praying church, we cannot be an apostolic church. Yes, I have heard concerns about prayer, concerns about our spiritual life. And there are many questions concerning these things, including about prayer. Someone might be thinking, well, I have prayed, but I don't see anything happening. You see, trusting and waiting are two of the most difficult things we will ever have to do. I got to trust God, even when I've prayed about something. Even when I'm concerned about something. I'm concerned and I have prayed. Well, then it's time to trust God. Amen. Does God even know what I'm going through? I can say with an absolute assurity, yes, God knows what you're going through. Does God care about the things that I'm facing? Yes, God cares about what you are facing. Sometimes what we are going through, it's there to help us to be better. It strengthens us in the spirit. Now there may be some that would have the feeling or be asking themselves, well, am I praying wrong? Possibly. Are my prayers getting through? Feels like they're bouncing off the ceiling. I don't even know that God is hearing my prayers. Yes, God hears your prayer. They are getting through. Keep praying. We never say or do or feel anything that God is not aware of. God always knows what we're going through, what we're facing, those things that are come upon us. God knows. Well then, why isn't God answering me? Sometimes God answer could be no. Would you be a good parent if you always said yes to your kids? Probably not. I heard that. I don't know who said it, but you're right. A good parent sometimes says no when it's appropriate. And we serve a good God that has within his power the ability to say no. One of my concerns, and it should be our concern, should be your concern, I hope. A concern is that some folks want to call on someone else to do their praying. Some folks just don't pray for themselves, for their family, even for their own needs. It seems like their first response to a problem, to a situation, or to something that's come and a difficulty in their life, it is to call on someone else to pray for them. Pray for their problem. Pray for their sickness. Pray for my child. Well, I hope we have a church where people have learned to pray. Now, please don't misunderstand me. It is biblical. In fact, we're directed in Scripture to pray. We're instructed to call for the elders to pray. We're instructed to call for others to pray for us. We're instructed to pray for others. So I'm certainly not saying you shouldn't ask for prayer. You should. But that doesn't exclude you from praying yourself. We should pray ourselves. There are some things that no one can do for you. People can worship with you, but people cannot give your worship to God. If you've come up to the altar to pray and you're not praying, you're sitting silently, not saying anything, and you're just standing there. If you will learn to pray yourself, and the others around you are praying with you, you will see a marked improvement in your situation. I believe God hears the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man. Scriptures tell me that. People can't worship for you. People cannot sing for you. I think God has blessed our musicians. God has blessed our singers. But that doesn't relieve you of singing. God wants to hear your voice lifted in worship and in singing and in praising the Lord. Praise the Lord. People can pray with you, but people cannot pray your prayers. You are living beneath your apostolic privilege if you don't take advantage of your need to pray. Amen. I believe we have a need to pray. Amen. You are a child of God. You are. Realize who you are. Realize what you are to God. You are purchased with a price. You have been bought by Him. We belong to the Lord God Almighty. You are a child of God. God wants to bring your needs, wants you to bring your needs directly to Him. Now, I'm not against prayer cards. But God doesn't want you just to write it on a prayer card for someone else to pray for your need. God wants you to fervently, honestly, and directly bring your need to God. Amen. And it's okay to ask others to pray with you. Others are willing and want to pray with you. But others can't pray your prayer. Amen. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. It doesn't matter what you're in, what you're going through, no matter what the circumstances are, God wants you to pray. Let me explain a statement that I made just a moment ago. What do I mean by living beneath your apostolic privilege? I know who Jesus is. I believe almost every, in fact, I hope every single person in here knows who Jesus is. Amen. That's not a small thing. Some people wonder who God is. I know who God is. Amen. Amen. I hope you know for sure who God is. His name is Jesus. He's the Christ, the anointed one, the holy one. He's the almighty. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the great God of heaven. He's the creator of heaven and the earth. He's the almighty from everlasting until everlasting. He's the holy one. There's none beside him. I tell you, there is an apostolic privilege to know who God is. Amen. What do I mean by that? Is existing without the guidance and influence of apostolic authority. Because I know who Jesus is. Because I know that devils, demons, uncleanness, unholiness, nothing can stop Jesus. There is no higher power. He is the Almighty God. Amen. There's no reason to fear death, hell, or the grave. Amen. I don't have to have fear because I know who Jesus is. A person, let me try to explain here what I'm really trying to say. A person can meet the basic requirements for being an apostolic believer. When I say apostolic believer, I'm talking about somebody who has repented of their sins. That's pretty basic. Ask God to forgive you. A person has been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Many, most have been baptized in Jesus' name already in this house. There are apostolic believers here. Many, most, in fact, have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, the presence of God in your life as you spoke in tongues, as God gave you the utterance. You've experienced the infilling of the Holy Ghost. You have a revelation of the oneness of God. There's not three gods. There's one God. There's one God. His name is Jesus Christ. People here today, I believe, know who God is. Amen. We know who Jesus is. He's the Almighty God. He's the Holy One. I believe there's people here that believe in and practice holiness and separation unto the Lord. There are people here that love the Word of God. There are people that love the presence of the Lord. I'm talking about apostolic believers. They have the basics. There are many apostolic believers that have the basics. They are living, but they're perhaps living without the benefit of the following. They're living without the benefit of knowing him. See, knowing him requires prayer. To truly know God, you got to pray. We had this last week on Wednesday a absolutely beautiful foot washing and communion service, or communion and foot washing service. We did communion first and then we did foot washing. It was a beautiful time together. I believe it is absolutely directed in Scripture to have communion and to do foot washing. We did that together as a church. And if for whatever reason you were unable to come, I'd like to ask you to see Brother Dyke, and Brother Dyke will arrange another time for people who didn't have opportunity to partake in that event to partake of that event at another occasion. Amen. So don't be surprised if Brother Dyke comes to you. Or if you missed it, go to Brother Dyke and he'll share with you our plan to have a second, not in a service, but in a private event, a time of foot washing and communion. It brings us together. It obeys the scripture. And to do that requires prayer. You see, with some people are living with the basics, but they're living without the benefit of seeing our prayers answered. Seeing your prayers answered requires that you pray. Amen. Man, this church has seen thousands. I'm not talking a few here and there. I'm talking many, regularly and often, prayers answered. Amen. Amen. Supernatural things from God that blesses people's lives. Well, you got to pray to get your prayer answered. Another thing is sensitivity to the Spirit. That requires prayer. Knowing and hearing the voice of God requires prayer. Revelation requires prayer. Being led by Him requires prayer. Favor and blessing require prayer. Being used by God requires prayer. Sometimes our prayers are not answered because something is hindering our prayer. It is possible that we are hindering our own prayers. Number one, if you have aught against your brother or your sister, if you don't fix it, your prayers will be hindered. Mark chapter 11, verse 25, it says, "And when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." Amen. We got to forgive other people. And then God can forgive us. Amen. It's a tough one though. Forgiving is not always easy. Forgiving can be tough. If you know that your brother has aught against you, and I know God is working in this realm right now. I've had people tell me this week that God is working in my family, that God is working on the situation, that God is bringing an answer to what is going on in my life. God is working on it right now. But for God to give you the answer, you must pray. It's tough, I know. If you don't fix it, your prayers will be hindered. Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Amen. We got to be right with God, which includes being right with other folks. Amen. Number three, unrepented sin. It will hinder your prayers. Psalm 66, verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. I'm glad the fellas were able to get that on the screen. That's actually in the Bible. Did you know that? There it is right there. The Lord will not hear me when you got ongoing sin in your life. Repent is the answer to sin. Get right with God first, and then God will bless your prayer. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 59, verse 2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. There it is. It's in the Bible. Unrepented sin, keeping sin, continuing in sin, doing things that are against God will hinder your prayers. Turn the page. Next one. A lack of faith will hinder your prayers. James chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Talks about a double-minded man being unstable in all of his ways. I'll tell you what, let's just get our minds set on serving the Lord. Why don't we just get rid of the ungodly thing that afflicts us, that hinders us, that hinders our prayer. Let that thing go and serve the Lord. Let me set my mind on him. Let me walk toward God. And let me believe him. Let me believe God for what he is. Another thing, turn to page. Next thing, selfish motives will hinder your prayers. James chapter 4, verse 3. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. If the kid asks for another piece of cake, another cookie, another candy bar, if the parent just always gives in and keeps letting them eat whatever, you're going to have some dinner and not just the dessert. I'll tell you what, God wants us to be blessed. He does. Praise the Lord. But it's not to be consumed on our lusts. It's not to be consumed on our fleshly desires. Next one. Ignoring the poor. I believe ignoring the poor will hinder your prayers. We are a blessed people. This church is blessed. There are people here that are generous in their giving unto the work of the Lord and in supporting the ministries of the church and even supporting the poor. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 13 says, whoso stoppeth his ears from the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. I'll tell you what, when we give unto the Lord as he would move upon us, I'll tell you what, God will bless your giving. Number 7, here's a big one. There's a whole bunch of married folks in here. This one is marital discord. Now, you don't have to pretend that everything is always perfect. I think every marriage has its bumps and lumps and humps. Life comes. It happens. But marital discord will hinder your prayers. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Man, I got to get along with my wife to be blessed. Amen. I got to be a blessing to my wife to be blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn the page. Next one. Doubt will hinder your prayers. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. We got to believe that God is able, that God will do what His Word says He'll do. We got to believe when we pray that God will bless us. Let me talk about the power of prayer. Prayer must be mixed with faith. We got to believe what we pray for. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible. Someone say impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. Anybody believe that there is a true one and living God? His name is Jesus. I believe it. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. I believe there is a God. And the next part is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. God will bless you in your belief, in your faith in God. Jesus said to Simon Peter in Luke chapter 22, verse 32, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. This is Peter. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. When God has done it for you, God wants you to be a blessing to others. Amen. God wants to use you in the kingdom of God. God wants to bless you to be a blessing to the kingdom. Yes, there are levels of faith. The Bible speaks of no faith. How is it that you have no faith? It talks about a little faith. O ye little faith, a measure of faith. God has given to every man a measure of faith. There's one strong in faith. Abraham was strong in faith. Talks of great faith. I've not seen so great faith in all of Israel. Full of faith. Stephen was full of faith. There is a gift of faith. To another, faith by the Spirit, by the same Spirit. The gift of faith is a special unction or anointing from God that provides the recipient with extraordinary confidence and belief in the promises of God. I tell you, we can have absolute certainty that God will keep His word. It's a gift of faith. I know God's word is true. I know God is able. I know He will do it. It's a gift of faith. Here's one. This is a fun one right here. I hope you'll get a hold of this one. Praying a hedge around a believer. Amen. Hold on now. God asked the devil, have you considered my servant Job? Uh-oh. God asked that question. Have you considered my servant, Job? The devil answers God, you know I can't touch him. You've got a hedge around him. I can't touch his body. I can't touch his children. I can't touch his flocks or his herds. I can't touch his money. I can't touch his servants. I can't touch his home. God. God, I'm telling you, had a hedge all around. Everything pertaining unto Job. Now, you may ask the question, and it's fair to ask, well, why then would even God ask that question to the devil? You know what? I'm a really, really simple person at heart. I want to understand it. In my understanding, it's better for me if I just keep it simple. Because then I can understand it. Then I can grasp it. I can hold on to it. I can keep it as my own. Why would God ask the devil, have you considered my servant Job? Why would he even put the spotlight on that very question? Well, how about this? So the devil would have to say and admit that the devil couldn't touch him. The devil couldn't touch his body. The devil couldn't touch his wife. The devil couldn't touch his children. The devil couldn't touch his belongings. The devil couldn't touch his finances. The devil couldn't touch his house, his household. Nothing. There was a hedge put there by God all around Job. Anybody want God's hedge around your life? Would you like God to bless your wife and your kids and your family and your house and your home and your belongings and your finances? And there was a hedge all around him, and the devil had to admit it. It's recorded in Scripture. The devil said, I can't touch him. I tell you, by example in Scripture, we can pray a hedge around our loved ones. God, please put a hedge around my wife. God, would you protect her in her mind? Would you protect her in her body? God, would you protect my children? God, would you keep harm away from them? God, would you protect my home? God, would you protect my church? God, would you put a hedge all around us? God, would you put a hedge around Ryan? God, would you put angels around him? God, would you put angels, Lord, around the people in this church, God? Lord, would you protect him? God, would you bring him to fruition? God, would you let him know of the fulfillment of the body of Christ? I have scriptural precedent to say that we can pray a hedge around our loved ones. Hallelujah! But in order to do that, you gotta pray. You gotta pray. You gotta pray. Pray it today and pray it again tomorrow. Pray it the next day also, and next week, and next month, and next year. Pray! I tell you, it's in order that we would pray. That we would pray a hedge around our loved ones, around our children. Our children need us to pray for them. I was a little kid sleeping under the pew. I was raised in an apostolic church, and service after service after service, I say hundreds of times, I would hear my mother stand up at prayer request time and say, God, save my children. I had a mother that would pray a hedge against the devil. Pray a hedge around your children. The world wants to show them things that they should not see. The world wants to draw them into things that they should not do. You can pray a hedge. Mom, Dad, pray for your children. It's important. Praying. How about this one? Praying, and I got just a few minutes left. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Okay. There are some prayers that you got to pray in English if you're an English speaker. If you're a Spanish speaker, you got to speak in Spanish. You got to speak words that you understand when you pray to God. There are prayers that require your understanding, that you would speak in the language that you are familiar with. Prayers of repentance have to be your language to God. Make your request known to God. It needs to be in English. Your worship unto the Lord starts out in English. May move into going in tongues, but it starts out in English. There are times we need to pray and know what we're praying. You see, when you're praying about things that you don't know the answer for, when you're praying about things that you don't even know what the real problem is, when you're praying about things that you have no control over, I often then don't know what to pray. I have in the past at times, and I'm almost certain I will again sometime in the future, pray the wrong thing. I may be praying what I think that person needs. God help them with, give them this. Or I might be praying the wrong thing. I'm praying with my own knowledge, my own understanding, my own sometimes desires. But you know, our own desires can be fickle and deceiving. Our own understanding may be shallow or weak. But when we pray in the Holy Ghost, it's always right to pray. We're always right when we pray in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray. That's our problem. For as we ought. I don't even know how to pray for the answer. I don't know what the answer is. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I don't know how to put it into words. I don't know what the answer is, but I can pray in the Holy Ghost. I can pray that God would have His way. Just pray fervently. A righteous man's prayers availeth much. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray speaking in tongues. Amen. Hallelujah! Jude 1 verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I got scripture for this. This is what it says in the Bible. When I'm praying in the Holy Ghost and under the unction of the power of the presence of God, when I'm speaking in tongues and communing with the Lord, when I'm close unto Him, God is never wrong. Never. God always has the right answer. Praise the Lord. Musicians, come. I'm getting ready to wrap this up. Yeah, we've been, our church in the last just little while has had a focus on this very subject. I couldn't get away from it. It's within me. It's part of me. It's what the people need. I believe it's what the Spirit is saying unto the church right now. We need to pray. Our church needs to pray. Church, it's time to pray. Yeah, we've had prayer events in our church, and I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for the support. We had all-night prayer a little while ago. We had a prayer breakfast yesterday that was beautiful. We have district prayer events. We have home prayer meetings. I hope you're involved in prayer. We have pre-service prayer. In case you didn't know, you can come at 10:30, and we have pre-service prayer at right here in the sanctuary. I hope you'll come and be a part of praying. We have prayer request time. It's a beautiful event. It's beautiful when our kids and our families, individuals with needs come and get prayed for, and the elders come anoint with oil. It's scriptural, praying in faith that God will move in their need. It's scriptural. It's time to pray. In just a few moments, we're going to have an altar call. You know what an altar call is? It's time to pray. Church, it's time to pray. You've heard the saying. It's not a cliche. Where there is much prayer, there is much power. Where there is little prayer, there's little power. And where there is no prayer, there's no power. Prayer isn't preparation for the battle. Prayer is the battle. Amen. Church, it's time to pray. James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything. Someone say everything. Doesn't matter what you're going through. You don't have to be thankful for the not good thing that happened. But even if something not good happens for you, you can still pray. You can still thank God, and you can pray. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. It's telling us to pray. Psalm 107, verse 28. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. I don't exactly know all of the things that every person here is going through, but I do know It's time to pray. Vesta Mangan, an elder in our organization, gone on to be with the Lord now, she is recorded saying this: there has been great awakenings without eloquent preachers. Great revivals without established organizations. But we will never see end time apostolic revival without much, much prayer. Would you stand with me? I'm going to close with this verse of scripture that I began with today. I've read it several times already, but it fits. It's in order. And it's the word of the Lord. James chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. You need a healing today? God wants to heal your body. You need forgiveness of sins today? You can repent and be forgiven. You could be water baptized and have your sins washed away. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost today. Verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. How about today? In about 30 seconds, I'm going to open this altar. And when we come, it says, pray one for another. Instead of just coming to the altar and lifting your hands and praying for your need individually, why don't you lay your hand on a shoulder of someone else that needs prayer too? They can pray for you and you can pray for them, and God can use us to minister one to another, and God's presence would be magnified in this place as we lift our voices and magnify God and pray, church, together, one for another. My ending statement: the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Church, it's time to pray. Would you lift your hands with me? Would you begin right where you are? Would you lift your voice and lift your heart, lift your need unto the Lord? And I'm inviting you, would you come to this altar and would you pray one for another? Would we pray for each other today, right here in this place? Come on to this altar and let's end this service praying one for another, believing that God is able. Church, it's time to pray. Come on, let's do it. Come on and pray. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for coming. It has been a wonderful week, this last week. My heart is just overflowing with what God is doing amongst us. Amen. God truly is blessing. If you can't see the blessings of God in our church, well, then you're blind. Because the blessings of God are abundant. They're here. They're available. They're for you. Amen. Would you love him one more time with me as we're being dismissed? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We ask even now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to lead this people. Lord, as we pray and seek your face, God, help us to be sensitive, Lord, to the unction, Lord, the presence and the power of the name of Jesus in our lives. Direct our path and, Lord, place our feet, God, and Lord, make the way before us, Lord. Let the hedge of the Holy Ghost, Lord, be around your people. Help us, God, to serve you as we endeavor to do the best that we are able. God, let us, God, even be blessed by you. And let your kingdom, Lord, be advanced here in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your will be done in us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen. Thank you so much for coming. Work day on Saturday. 10 to 2, I hope you'll come. Our midweek service, God bless you. I hope you'll be there. In Jesus' name, you're dismissed. God bless you. Sure, go ahead. Yes.